And maybe, I added silently, you could help shield some of my sadness from me too, even if it's just for a little while. I drew another deep breath as spirit moved within and around me, swirling over to the bed. Opening my eyes, I could actually see a ripple in the air surrounding Stark. His skin appeared to glow as the elements settled against him like a diaphanous blanket. I felt warm and glanced down at my arms and saw that the same soft glow was resting against my skin. Stark exhaled a long sigh with me as spirit worked a little soothing magic, and for the first time in hours, I felt a little, tiny bit of my sadness lift. Thank you, spirit, I whispered and crossed my arms, hugging myself tight. Wrapped in the comforting touch of the element I felt closest to, I was actually a little sleepy. It was then that a different kind of warmth penetrated my consciousness. Slowly, not wanting to disturb the comforting spell the element was working, I unwrapped my arms from around myself and touched my chest. Why is my seer stone warm? The small, round stone was dangling from its silver chain, resting between my breasts. I hadn't taken it off since Skiath had gifted it to me before I left the beautiful, magical Isle of Skye. Wonderingly, I pulled the stone out from under the sweatshirt, running my fingers over its smooth marble surface. It still reminded me of a coconut-flavored lifesavers, but the sky marble glittered with an unearthly light, as if the element I had invoked had made it alive, as if the warmth I felt was because it pulsed with life. Queen Skia's voice echoed through my memory. A seer stone is in tune with only the most ancient of magics, the kind I protect on my isle. I am gifting you with it so that you might indeed recognize the old ones if any still exist in the outside world. As her words replayed in my mind, the stone turned slowly, almost lazily. The hole in its center was like a mini telescope. As it shifted around, I could see Stark illuminated through it. And my world shifted too, narrowed. Then everything changed. Maybe it was because spirit was so close to me at that moment, but what I saw didn't feel anything like the mind-blowing first time I'd looked through the stone on sky and had ended up passing out. But that didn't mean it was any less unsettling. Stark was there, lying on his back, most of his chest bare. The glow of spirit was gone. In its place, I saw another image. It was indistinct, though, and I couldn't make out his features. It was like someone's shadow. Stark's arm twitched, and his hand opened. The shadow's hand opened. As I watched, the guardian sword, the massive long sword that had come to Stark in the other world, took form in Stark's hand. I gasped in surprise, and the phantom-like warrior turned his head in my direction and closed his hand around the sword. Instantly, the guardian sword shifted, changed, and became a long, black spear. Dangerous, lethal, tipped in blood that looked way too familiar to me. Fear spiked through me. No, I cried. Spirit, strengthen Stark. Make that thing go away. With a noise like the beating wings of a giant bird, the apparition disappeared. The seer stone went cold, and Stark sat straight up, frowning at me. What are you doing over there? He rubbed his eyes. Why are you making so much noise? I opened my mouth to try to explain the bizarre thing I'd just seen, when he sighed heavily and lay back down, flipping open the covers and motioning sleepily for me. Come here. I can't sleep unless you're cuddled up with me, and I really need to get some sleep. Okay, yeah, me too, I said, and on shaky legs I hurried to him and curled against his side, my head resting on his shoulder. Hey, something weird just happened, I began, but when I tilted my head so that I could see into his eyes, Stark's lips met mine. The surprise didn't last long, and I slid into the kiss. It felt good, so good to be close to him. His arms went around me. I pressed myself against him while his lips